Om Shanti. How are you? Fine? Good? I think most of you don't know me, so I think I should at least tell my name. I'm Marcelo. I am from Colombia. And I am in this knowledge for 25 years more. This morning I was just remembering my times of childhood when I used to go to the Murli by bus from my house. I used to get out of the house 5:20 in the morning. It was pretty dark there. My mother was not happy with that behavior. I think those who are mothers here understand why. I was very young, very, very young. I used to travel like 20 minutes by bus, then climbing, going up, walking a little hill, 10 minutes more. So I used to be one of the first students to arrive at the center there. That was São Paulo, Brazil, my original place. And I used to feel so intoxicated with the Murli. That time, we didn't have Murli of the same date, you know. I remember once we read Murli 4 months after, you know. This is why perhaps some of you who are new, sometimes you wonder why the teacher is reading the Murli. She always or he always start with the date, if the date is today. But because of that time, you know, at that time, we had to start with the date because the dates were always different. And really, we felt so much happiness. I felt so much happiness. I had two wonderful teachers, very good teachers. They used to explain the Murli. They used to make us live the Murli. They used to make us feel the Murli so much. And, time went by. And storms came. I remember specifically one storm. And that day I missed the Murli. Totally. I didn't go to the center. I tell you, the day was normal. Nothing wrong happened. It's not that things were dark and cloudy. No, things were normal. But something inside myself was not right. There was something missing. I never knew what until yesterday night. Yesterday night I was invited to give this class, and so Sister Mira asked me the title, and I gave her a title. She said, "Can you not make it more interesting?" Okay, so I gave this title of Key of All Treasures. And then I realized that day I missed the Murli. In fact, what I felt, I was missing treasures. I was missing something inside. Did you ever feel that? Did you ever feel empty when you miss Murli something? Did you ever feel? Or is it just me? Is it me only? No, everybody. There are treasures in the Murli. There are things that we don't even know, we don't even realize until probably we miss. That day, like 19 years ago, I don't remember when, it was my last day to miss Murli. I never missed Murli again. And it was very important for me because after that I realized I have to have a different approach toward the Murli. As time goes by, points keep on repeating, behaviors keep on repeating, ideas keep on repeating. So the change cannot be outside. I have to change something inside me to get something from that Murli. Okay, forget the Murli. You know, in the Laukic world, you know these fanatics for movies, for instance. You know, Star Wars. Star Wars movie? Do you all know that? Okay. People, they are so fanatic, they watch the same movie six times a year. every year. So we hear the same. We hear same point. Why not? You know, we have to change something. Why do they do that? Because they feel always they find something interesting. There is always something new they find in that movie. They always find some different behavior. A word they didn't realize it was there. Some character they didn't give importance in one time, and then the second time they give importance. So when we read Murli, when we hear Murli, when you listen to the Murli, we have to do a work inside ourselves to take those treasures that are hidden below these three pages. There are treasures there. Don't you like treasures? Everyone likes treasures, right? Is it not? You know? So let's go into the treasures a little bit, okay? The idea of this class was, in fact, a workshop. But of course, with so many languages, it's pretty difficult. So you have to bear a class, okay? Hope you enjoy. And I was thinking about the Murli in terms of, the Murli has three times, let's say, or three stages you have to work out. The first stage is before the Murli itself, before coming to the class, before listening to the text. That's something I'll just touch very briefly. The second is the during, when you are there, sitting down, hearing, listening to the Murli. That's the focus of the class today. The third part I won't touch today. I don't think we have time. But it's the after Murli. What to do with what you receive in the Murli. That's something for a next point, the next time. So the first point is to prepare yourself for the Murli. All of us, we all have a ritual for preparation. Preparation for something. Is it not? If you are going to travel, if you are going to talk to someone, if you are going to receive a word, if you are going to do anything, you always prepare yourself for that. Is it not? We always change clothes, right? Some people, they take 2 hours to prepare themselves. I know one brother, he was coming to Madhuban. Literally, he took 3 days preparing his luggage, you know? He missed the Murli for 2 days to come to Madhuban because he had to prepare his luggage. Nobody here is like that, I'm sure, you know. But we all have our own ways to prepare ourselves to do something. And okay, in relation to Murli, we also prepare ourselves for the Murli. The only thing is that there are some preparations, there are some processes that you can do, and then you can take the maximum benefit of what we will hear later. For instance, if you come to the Murli, like some people come jumping out of the bed, running very fast, and come to the Murli and sitting down, and I'm here. You know, and you just look around just to check nobody realized you came running. I think you won't listen properly. I think it will be a little difficult to absorb that. So it's convenient to have half an hour meditation before the Murli. It's convenient if you have time, 45 minutes. If you have time, 1 hour. You are here in Madhuban. If you can come 1 hour, come. Why? During meditation, you are cleaning your intellect. You are refreshing yourselves. The Murli is not only a text. It's not only words. If it was a text, it would be so easy. Brahma Kumaris just print books of the Murli. They just sell it. And that's easy. No centers. Nothing. Just give the Murli away. Why is not like that? Because the Murli is not only words, there is something behind that. So when I meditate, I tune myself with Baba. So when Baba is speaking the Muli, or I'm listening, my center the Muli, I'm getting much more than words, much more than things. Is it not? Huh? Even the word wants that. You know, the whole world, they work so much like in customer satisfaction. What's customer satisfaction? You go, you buy something, you give the money, the person gives you the product, that's it. Why do you need the smile in the face of the person who is selling you? Why do you need words like, please, did you like, do you want something else? Why do we want that? Because we always want something else. That's part of human nature. When you come to the Muli, there are lots of things going on. It's not only words. It's not only phrases. So the meditation is to tune yourself. You know, like a radio. So you tune the radio correctly so you can hear the Muli properly and much better. However, sometimes you don't have that time. And sometimes, really, you jump out of the bed and you come running here after a shower, of course. And you just come here and sit down there and you, okay, now Muli. That's it. Then, there is another preparation which is also interesting, which is to talk to Baba beforehand. For instance, you can ask questions to Baba. You can explain some problem you are having. Or something beautiful you did, some good service. Or you overcome a very important sanskar. So you can talk to Baba, and in the Muli you just listen to that. It's a very nice preparation. Talk to Baba. There's one sister, many years ago, she did something interesting here. She did an experiment with Baba. She challenged Baba. And she said, Baba, if you are God, you have to do this. And every day, she was giving homework to God. It's a little dangerous to give homework to God. And she did. And you know what? Every day, she got what she told God to do. One day, she decided to ask something she was sure God, Baba, wouldn't give her. You know, every country has some sweet they believe no one has in the world, right? So this sister, there is a sweet in their country, her country, which the people from that country, they believe only them have that sweet. It's out of guava. Guava, you know, the fruit. Okay? So it's a little hard and very sweet. And people eat with cheese or bread or something like that. So that day, she asked Baba, that sweet. And she was sure she wouldn't get that. However, what she didn't know, it is that sweet is also present in other countries, like Colombia. And that night, we had a Latin American dinner. In the dinner, Colombians made two things. They did beans, the best bean in the world is in Colombia. Okay? You can come to Colombia, you can taste that if you want. Okay? We have a retreat now, if you want, you can come and you see. So the best bean in the world is there. It's a very nice bean. So the sisters, they did the bean. But also, at the end of the dinner, we gave everyone a sweet. And guess what? It was the sweet that sister asked Baba in the morning. She was so surprised, she never challenged God anymore. You can get everything from Him. So that's a nice preparation. Talk to God. Talk normally. Talk like, Baba, you know, I have some situation here. Can you explain to me that situation? I have a doubt on some point. Tell me about that. I want to have this or that. Give me. And you see, the Muli will be a wonderful experience if you have that preparation. You can have others' preparation. There are other kinds of preparation you can do. A good tea in the morning is very nice, you know, coffee, walking around. Some people, they go for a walk 1 hour and they come for the muli. You can read another muli before the actual muli, whatever. There are thousands of ways. And if you talk to the old souls who are coming for the muli for many times, you hear many interesting things. Then you came to the muli and you are in the muli. Then what? What will happen there? One day, I think Baba was, or Daddy Janki, I don't remember whom, they were comparing the muli with the ocean. And when I was much younger than now, I used to like to swim a lot. I still like to swim, but Bogota is so cold, I don't swim. And, if you swim in a river, or if you swim in a swimming pool, it's okay. The waters are quite stable. But try to swim in the ocean. I never got, really, I've never got. I used to love the ocean, I used to merge in the ocean, I used to enjoy the waves, but never got to swim there. Really, I never. So the muli is like an ocean. Too many points will come, too many. And not only the points, there are many things going on in the background. Why? Because the one who is giving that is a very powerful being. In fact, he is the most powerful being in the universe. And the one who is hearing those points is a soul who has been in this earth for thousands of years. Thousands. You know, some people, they don't like to tell the age because they don't want to feel old. And we are 5,000 years old. That's funny, no? I mean, we are thousands of years here. We are so old. We went through so many religions and ideas and concepts and cultures. And the brothers were sisters. Sisters were brothers. You know, everything was mixed. We had every experience in this cycle. So is that soul, that's the soul who is listening to the muli. It's not Marcelo, it's not the personality, it's not the present person. It's something very deep. Someone very deep is there hearing the muli, listening to it. And that's the background of the muli. Baba is talking, someone is reading the muli to you, but something else is going on here. Something you don't even realize. This is why you hear, I heard from one soul the other day, she's one of the original Jews from the West, and she was telling me, Baba the other day said this and this in the muli. Is the first time I hear Baba saying that. It's not the first time. She heard that point many times. The mulis, they repeat themselves every 5 years. So that means she has heard those points, I don't know, 88 times or 7 times at least. She's a very good student. She reads the muli many times a day, and still she comes and says, wow, that was the first time. Why? Because it was. Even so, she heard the words many times before. This time, the soul catch it. The soul caught it. The soul, wow, that is the point. And that point is very important. So in fact, when we are here, sitting, listening to the muli, we are like catching balls, you know? You know, like these people who catch balls around. We are trying to take the maximum benefit. And someday, one point that perhaps 5 years ago didn't touch me, I really didn't pay much attention, today changed me. And that's quite possible. And it happens a lot. So during the muli, we have to pay attention to the reading itself. And then there are two things there. Well, some people, they read the Muli to others very well. They have very good diction, they can speak very well the language, they can translate, they understand the tales, especially Indian culture tales, they can explain to you the words. However, other people is another story. Is it not? I mean, with everyone. For instance, I'm Brazilian, so my language is Portuguese. That's the original language. I live in Colombia for 15 years. I speak Spanish, but still I make mistakes. And I really feel pity for the souls who hear Muli from me, because they have to bear with my bad Spanish. And I was now in Portugal, and I was sweating. I was reading the Muli, and I was sweating, trying to read the Muli in Portuguese again, because it's a language I don't use anymore. And the sister in charge, she was laughing at me sometimes, you know. What I say is that sometimes we don't read the Muli well, and sometimes we read the Muli well. However, what about me who is listening to the Muli? Does it matter the way the other person is reading? I tell you that it matters, but it shouldn't matter. Why? Because who is the one in front of me, really? Huh? Who is the one? Baba. He says in the Muli, who is the one in front of you? Baba. So we have to work out our consciousness in such a way that we are able to go beyond the way the Muli is being read. We have to make the effort in that consciousness. And I was thinking this morning, and I'm very sincere, I don't remember not even one Muli I felt was being read badly by another person. I know there should be, but I don't remember. Why? Because I'm so concentrated in the consciousness to observe the Muli, to observe the ideas of Baba, to observe all this energy coming from the Muli, that really doesn't matter who is reading the Muli. So I should say that those of you who read Muli to others, yes, do some effort, improve. You know, we have to improve our way to deliver the Muli. But all of us who hear Muli, who listen to the Muli, we have to make an effort, and that's the challenge. We have to make an effort in such a way that every time you hear the Muli, even the same Muli is different. There is always something new there. There is always something beautiful there. There is always magic. I realize that if a Brahmin does not experience magic, it's quite possible that that Brahmin will go a little far from the family, from the BK family. Because what keeps us going and going and going is Baba's magic. That's the flute, you know? Krishna, in the story of the India, they say that Krishna used to play flute. So all the people who are taking care of cows, and they were just country people, they just let everything they had to go and dance with Krishna. They just forgot all sorrows, all problems, all arguments they had. And they just went to hear the flute of Krishna. And that's how the Muli should be for me. And I tell you, one day, just a few days back, I was here, I think it was in Shantivan, and we were talking about, in the global functioning, we were talking about how people are not taking the maximum benefit of the Muli nowadays. And because I'm in charge of the learning group of the global functioning, that topic was very important for me. But few days after that in Shantivan, I was sitting down, I was there, my body was there, I could see my feet, so I know I was there, I could see my body there, but really, I was not there. The soul was somewhere. Really, I was not paying attention at all at the muli. When the muli finished, I looked at my notebook, there was not even one point. I really felt so ashamed that when I went to my bedroom, I had the muli printed and I read again to see if some point touched me. Why? Because sometimes you don't awake that consciousness in yourself to take the muli fully. You are here, your body is here, but your mind is in the moon. You know, it's very far, or it's in the bed, no, behind or below the blankets. You know, or perhaps you were thinking about your job, you were thinking about problems, you had some sickness in the body, or you were sleeping. No, have you been Pandavabhavan this morning? And Daddy Janki was all the time, why are you closing the eyes? Why are you closing the eyes? And you know, it's not our fault. There is something going on in the soul. Again, is this background process that we hardly realize it's going on. There is something going on with the soul. So when the muli is being spoken, for some reason, the soul just disconnects itself. I don't hear. I'm there, but I'm not catching the muli. And that's very complicated because, you know, for how long more we have to listen to mulis? Do you know? Until the end of our lives. Have you known that? Before coming to these Brahma Kumaris, did you know the course of 7 days would last for 25 years, 30 years, 50 years, 70 years? Nobody told you, right? Okay, nobody tells. You know, it was a very good trick. Okay? If I knew that I would have to do a course for 25 years, well, I would think twice before going to that Raja Yoga course. But here we are. And we have to hear mulis until the end of our lives. And the mulis, they have all the secrets, all the treasures, is the magic flute. And I don't see magic at all. I don't feel what's going on. I don't realize anything. What's going on there? So it's very important. And for me, it was important to wake myself. I just said, no, come on. I'm a Madhuban. I am here. Let me sit down with another consciousness. Let me play with consciousness. We have very many different ways of seeing something or thinking of something or hearing something. Let me play better. Let me make some effort internally to catch the muli, to really catch the signs of Baba, to really be full of jewels in me. You know, it's like coming to a mine. You are in the mine. The diamonds are all there, spread around, and you come out with empty hands. And all of us, we have diamonds every single day. We have jewels every single day. We have mulis every single day. So every single day, we have to talk to ourselves, we have to wake ourselves, and we have to do something inside to feel the muli much better. So there is one small game happening in the case of the muli, which is the game between head and heart. Head gets the words. And after a while, you know the words already. Or sometimes you are in a Western body like me, and so the stories of India. You know, some people say, oh no, that's another culture, different culture. Even people from India, sometimes they don't relate to those stories anymore. They don't understand. Some people in India, they don't know the bhakti, so they don't understand the devotion, they don't understand the words, what's going on there and here. And sometimes the person in front is not reading the muli properly, is not saying the words properly. Well, there are lots of things going on. But the heart, bhavna, you know this word bhavna, feelings, that's something you can still wake. Even so, your head is not happy. If your heart is happy, little by little, your head will find different meanings to those words. And it is really important that we Brahmins, especially those with more years in Gyan, to see the muli in their minds, you know, to visualize the muli in their minds, to not get stuck in the word or semantics or little things, but go beyond, feel the muli, experience the muli at the same time you are reading. But still, if you are struggling yet, you have to create different methods to note down the muli. You know, there are different methods. You probably have heard about mind map. Mind map, you can do a muli in a mind map way, with drawings and things like that. Or you can make a muli in columns and tables. Or you can dispose the points in different ways. Or you can do in creative way. I used to work with creativity in the business. And there are many ways, like synonyms, you know, words that are like the word you are listening from Baba. For instance, Baba talked about, what did Baba talk today? Do you remember? Any point of today, Muli? Okay, detached from actions. No, sachi and sati. Companion and be detached of action. So you can think about detachment. You know, Teflon, how do you say Teflon in English? Someone can help me. You know, this kind of thing that you have in the cooking that doesn't glue in the pan. When you cook, doesn't glue. It's a kind of film that you put there. And so that film doesn't glue. So you think about detachment, you think, okay, so things cannot glue to me. They cannot be, you know, there. If many things glue to you, you can get burnt because the food get burnt after a while. You can play those games in your mind while listening to the muli. You have to make your intellect work more. When your head is not satisfied, you have to give work to your intellect. Go beyond. Think more deeply. Find something else. Find another word. See another image. You have to wake yourself. You have to really awake that consciousness which is there. I think after 5,000 years, we are a little lazy, no, in terms of thinking too much. This is why you love Baba, because Baba says, don't think too much. Baba says, you are my puppets. Now I'll take you. You're my instrument, so no problem. Forget. But in the muli, you cannot be lazy. In the muli, we have to make that effort to make the intellect work, to make the intellect think more deeply, relate things, relate scenes, and make a very good work. And I would suggest for you to see in your centers or in your countries someone who knows mind map techniques or other kind of techniques that can make the muli more enjoyable. So it doesn't matter how the person in front is reading the muli. You have people who read the muli that you really feel in your heart. Dadi Janki, no, she's amazing. Dadi Manoha, who is now in the hospital, she was so good reading the muli. And Dadi Kumarka was number one. You know, she was a beautiful image. When 6:25 in the morning, Dadi Kumarka comes into the stage in Om Shanti Bhavan, holding a rose and sitting down, Hindi song, and 1 hour muli, and the most entertained muli ever. She was very entertaining, she was very lovely, she was so intelligent, she was so clear in the knowledge. It was amazing, really amazing. There are other people, they read the mula in different ways. It doesn't matter. I have to do my effort. Why? Because perhaps someone in front of me reads the mula in a very good way. And I go back to my center, again, you know. Someone was saying, some people, they read the mula so distracting. I remember one soul who used to read the mula, and she used to repeat every phrase. So the translator, after some time, the translator started to say, she's repeating again, she's repeating all over again. Oh, she's always repeating things. Of course, we laughed. And that sister was banned for 1 year of translation, something like that. That is the thing, but doesn't matter. I mean, I'm the one who is listening to that. I am the one who has to make the effort to do things for myself. At least in the muli, I'm not the puppet of Baba. In the muli, I'm the student. There are no blessings here. I have to do my own work. So I have to create something myself. And it will depend on my personality. There are people who are so intellectual, so deep. Okay, so go deep into the muli. Transform the muli in a book. Transform the muli in something so important, so good, so beautiful. You can do that. Another game that always happens when you are hearing the muli is the game of intellect, mind and sanskars. And that's the background. You know, I never had any connection with India before coming into the knowledge. The first Indian person I ever saw in my life was Sister Mohini from New York. She came to São Paulo. And I saw her, and she was the first Indian person. And I was a little disappointed, in the sense that I thought Indian people would be a little more, I don't know, more esoteric or more metaphysical, something different. So I never had anything on India. But I tell you, I love India. I love the Indian culture. Since my first muli, I start to love all the stories, all the tales, all the words, the language, everything. Why? I never had anything with India. My family never had anything from India. Because Baba is making sanskars emerging. Baba is pulling like strings of sanskars. So probably when I'm hearing the muli, I'm remembering one birth when I was interested in these tales. And I was able, I can tell you the Mahabharata if you want, I can tell you the Ramayana. I know the stories very well. There is no problem. Why? Because Baba did that job to pull my strings of several other births. And you know the amazing thing is that my former births were better than this Kali Yuga birth. Not better than the Confluence Age birth, but yes, better than the Kali Yuga birth. So when Baba pulls the string of other births, when Baba talks about some temple, when Baba talks about something, you feel something strange in you. You feel like, I heard that before. You feel like, I have been there before. Along with that, many qualities of that life are coming out. Many karmas too. Many things are coming. So, during the muli, inside all of us Brahmins, a very lovely game is happening there. There are many things happening inside yourself. So, it is important to not discard, to not avoid any point of the muli. It is important to allow yourself and open yourself to everything. Even those things you don't like, even those things you don't relate immediately. It's very important to turn about them, feel them, And nowadays you can Google them, you can research. When I read Muli, before the Muli, I go into Google and I research the things I don't know. You know, sometimes I show some videos to the students, so they see with their eyes what Baba is talking about. Baba always talks about procession of Shiva. Remember this point? From time to time comes in the Mulis, Sakar Mulis, the procession of Shiva. So I saw a very good movie, very short. So I showed the video to the students. I saw myself. So you start to relate. Oh, now I understand. With Dadirata Mohini, I went through a tour in Rajasthan. And so I saw many places Baba talks in the Muli. I saw Shirinath. I saw the golden temple of Ajmer, where there is golden age there, no, represented in gold, silver, diamonds. So you can relate much more to the reality of the Muli. It's not that the Mulis is for Indians. That's not true anymore. The Mulis are read in 120 countries in the world. So that's not true anymore. But we have to do some effort to at least understand what's going on there. Understand the whole scenario of the Muli. If Baba is talking about that, there is something there. Okay, the Avyakta Muli, we feel a little more easy, a little easier to understand. Baba was Avyakta, Baba was not so much in the Indian culture, Baba can talk about other things. But still, the day-to-day Muli is very important. So I have to relate. I cannot avoid anything. And when I read Muli, it's so funny. People who know down the Muli, when Baba says something strong, something a little hard, people don't know down. You know, they just know down the nice, lovely things, you know. And they avoid, on purpose, things which are little Dharamraj and this kind of things. And again, I suggest you, don't avoid anything. Try to be open, at least be open. You know? At least let's be open. Let's hear what Baba is talking about. Okay, there is a thing of patterns. There is a thing of paradigm. You know how paradigm works? Does any of you here did you take your clothes to the Green Gate? You know Green Gate beside Pandav Bhavan? Anybody here? You. Sister, tell me, what's the color of the gate? Ah, which color is that? You don't even know, no? Why? Because the Green Gate, what's the color of the gate? Green, supposed to, but it's not green, it's white. You know, because the green, as she said, disappeared, and so just the white is there. And I remember one sister last year, she was explaining to one brother in Pandav Bhavan, you take this clothes to the Green Gate, they give you, it's a good job. And the brother, very innocent, first time asked, and where is it? She said, where is it? And how do I recognize the place? She said, well, because the gate is green. And later I said, sister, the Green Gate is before that. And the Green Gate before that is a house. And they will be very upset if he takes clothes there to wash. In the same way, when we are here in the Muli, we forget that the Muli is something new. And we start to see our Green Gates in the past, which have changed. Like those of you who have been to Catholic Church or any Christian church, or those of you who like the schools and universities and these kind of things, you start to compare the Muli, you start to use that same paradigm to the Muli. And my suggestion is, be open. Don't try to put the Muli into four walls. It doesn't work like that. The Muli is the ocean. The ocean is open. You can deviate a river. Okay, you can eliminate a river, but you cannot do much to an ocean. Yeah, And it's very common that you hear the Muli, but you are comparing. So you don't take that much from the Muli. Sometimes the words are not proper. You know, even Baba's Hindi was Hindi Sindhi. You know, it was a mixture, you know, of that. And so there are many things there. So just take the Muli, just take those points, put them in your heart and work them, and take them to your head and fill the head with that. So with those two things, you can live the whole day in bliss. Okay? You can feel the power of the Muli if you do that. Try tomorrow, try even today. Take the Muli you heard this morning, read it again. Go to the global office, read it again, and try to feel in yourself. Check the points you normally avoid. Check the points you normally don't like. And start to like them again. Don't get trapped in the old Green Gates patterns. It's over. It's not a Green Gate anymore. The text we are hearing is something completely different. When Baba talks things which are very strong, Baba talks like a teacher explaining something. He's not blaming anybody. He's just explaining. So we have to work out our consciousness and take the Muli in a different way. The other thing about when I am hearing the Muli is that sometimes things are going on with me. You know, sometimes, as I said the other day, my body was there and I was not there. I was somewhere else. You know, my mind was traveling around the world. You know, the mind can travel in just 1 second the whole world, you know. My mind can go to Colombia just now. And even so, my body is here. So the Muli is being read, but the students are not there, you know. So sometimes it's important to take advantage of the Muli to clean the heart, to take advice from Baba on practical aspects. I see some souls, they treat the Muli as something separated from their lives. My life is this, I work, I have family, my name, my money, my profession. The Muli is something aside. It's what they call spiritual practice. That's it, something aside. And I don't mix. I suggest you to mix it up. Mix a little bit. Hear the Muli. Baba talks about business in the Muli. Isn't that? Baba talks about business. Baba sometimes talks about weather. Baba explains even how the water comes, you know. Baba talks about mythology, Indian mythology. Baba talks about so many things. He's so complete. And that's interesting that you take your life and the Muli together. What does that mean? If I'm going through something, I have to take advantage of the Muli and take the Muli when I'm hearing the Muli and just visualize. That's one exercise. I visualize myself with the point of the Muli solving the problem. And that's a very good exercise for yourself. Take advice from Baba. Look for points from Baba. For instance, I had this class today. So when I was hearing the Muli, Baba talked some things about teaching, about Muli itself. In fact, Daddy was talking about that. So I was noting down a part. I was making stars. So I knew this was different. If I'm going through some situation, I have to be aware of what Baba is talking now about that situation. What's Baba saying to me? Because the Muli is for me. The Muli is not for you, for them. The Muli is for me. Do you understand that concept? Do you understand? The Muli is for not all. It's for just me. The me is you, of course, not me. The me means everyone. The Muli is a personal talk. Brahma Baba, he used to have personal talks with great souls, like Dadiji, Didi, Dadi Janki. We came so late. But still, we can have personal talk. In meditation, we do a personal talk. That's fine. But the Muli itself is also a personal talk. Baba tells you what to do. When I was coming to Madhuban, I was in doubt, should I come or not? I asked my seniors, okay, they said come. And next day I talked to Baba, and Baba said in the Muli, come. That's it. It was solved. Literally, Baba gave one phrase, and he said, this is... I said, okay, that's fine. That's my answer. So we have to bring things in the Muli too. That's the moment to solve clashes of sanskars among ourselves. Baba gives points for that. That's the moment to do a better service. Baba gives so many points on service. That's the moment of putting the Muli into practice. In the world, people go to the church, they read something, but they hardly put that into practice. We Brahmins, we have to put everything into practice. Because these are the Jews. It's like we are children and the father is giving money for your day. That's the money, the Muli. If you miss that money, you cannot eat peanuts during the day. You cannot drink Coke. So you have to starve during the day. So that's the money for the day. The spiritual money the soul needs for that day. And the Sakar Muli, my experience, is for the day. If you read one day before, it doesn't have that magic so much. It's good in terms of study and research. That's another subject. But in terms of my own progress, that Muli is for my day. So I have to bring the things I have in my life in that. And last thing is that we also have to churn the Muli later. So that subject I won't touch much. I just have 2 minutes more. But churning the Muli doesn't mean you get headache. You know, some people, they churn the Muli so much, they say, I'm so tired. I'll go to sleep now. That doesn't mean churning, you know. Churning has to be light. Churning has to be deep, yes. Especially along the years. You know, if we are in a university and we are still speaking like a primary child, it's not good. So we have to learn how to go deep. That's fine. But the churn cannot ever make your head heavy. If your head is getting heavy, it's because the background which is going on through the Muli, Baba is taking your sanskars, Baba is operating your sanskars, Baba is taking something there, something this, and so you get confused. That process is upsetting you. So you have to take care of that. But the churning is very important. You just take the Muli with yourself and churn it. And go deep, very deep. In 1 minute we have traffic. So during this 1 minute, I want you to remember one point of the Muli of today. Don't read, don't look at your books. Just remember. If you don't remember, that means something. Okay? Remember any point of the Muli. Just remember one point. If you remember more than one, great. You're a great soul. But don't look at notebook. Just remember one point, and during this 1 minute traffic, that I hope to be 12, just enjoy the point in yourself. Just enjoy it. Visualize yourself in that point. Like I can visualize myself being detached of the situations. I can visualize myself being a companion to Baba. I can visualize myself walking with Baba in Madhuban and Baba talking to me directly. Baba's talking about remembrance today, so I can visualize myself remembering Baba very deeply. I can remember Baba very deeply. I can have that experience. So just take that point, 1 minute. We'll do without song, it doesn't matter. Just do 1 minute. That deep reflection, but of feeling. Feel the Muli. Om Shanti. Now we have questions. I would like to hear points you want to ask or something I didn't speak, and you felt I could. Any language, you can come out the language. I manage Spanish and Portuguese. And if you want to come, I think you can bring your own translator and ask something. There is a mic there. You can come and take the mic. Estefania, you can come. Anyone else?
Sí, un comentario en apoyo a lo que hablabas de el punto en torno a que la Murli generalmente es para cada uno de nosotros.
The Murli is for every one of us.
Tuve una experiencia hace pocos meses atrás.
So I had an experience a few months ago.
Mi madre abandonó el cuerpo hace 3 meses.
My mother left her body 3 months ago.
Y mes y medio aproximadamente después.
And after?
Me sentí muy triste.
I was very sad. I was feeling very sad.
Hasta ese momento, pues, había mantenido mucho control, mucha calma. La ayudé muchísimo en sus últimos días.
I kept lots of control and I helped my mother a lot in her last days.
Okay. Pero ese día, en especial, me sentí sumamente triste.
But I felt very sad one day specifically.
E incluso escribí un mail a una hermana y ella me respondió que no me preocupara.
And I wrote an email to a sister who wrote to me back saying, "Don't worry."
Que eso era normal.
This was normal. It's normal that you feel like that.
Que Baba en oportunidades, muchísimas oportunidades.
That Baba in many opportunities.
Nos hablaba de que era normal que cuando una persona querida, un alma muy querida, se marchara.
Talk to us that if someone very dear to us leave,
nos sintiéramos tristes,
would feel sad.
Que incluso cuando Daddy G se marchara de la región sutil, él también se iba a sentir triste.
Even when Daddy G left to the subtle region, people felt sad.
Que por lo tanto no tenía por qué preocuparse.
So I shouldn't worry.
Okay, eso me lo respondió ella.
So she replied that to me.
Al siguiente día,
next day,
la Murli,
the Murli,
Baba se refirió,
Baba was talking,
precisamente a la misma situación,
about the same situation.
Okay. Y las sisters del centro, las hermanas del centro, todas me decían, Efigenia, la Murli era para ti. Yo le decía, sí, lo sé desde que comenzó.
And the sisters in the center said to her, this was your Murli. The Murli was for you.
Al extremo que Baba me decía que cuando un alma noble se marcha, no debemos sentirnos tristes porque es para cumplir un mejor rol al lado de él, o una tarea especial para él.
Has told that when a noble soul leaves, departs, then that means that so we have another role, a better role to perform.
Okay, esta solamente como una experiencia, pues,
this
entre
was
tantas.
One experience among many.
Thank
you. Thank you. Did you all feel that? Yeah, some point? Baba relates to us. But you know, the challenge sometimes is when Baba doesn't relate to, I mean, when Baba says things and you feel the Murli is not touching you. And that's the point, you have to make the effort. When Baba talks things that is direct for you, that's wonderful. But the challenge is when Baba told things, he spoke a whole Murli, and you felt, well, what's that? I didn't feel anything. That's the challenge. That's the way. That's the moment you have to wake yourself and work in your consciousness. Anybody else? Anybody to make comments, questions? Yeah, or everybody thinking about lunch? Yeah, I think so. No, but let's 10 minutes more. Come on. Any questions? About churning. Okay. Nobody asked anything, so let's talk about after Murli. You know the memorials of angels. Have you been to that Gentiband's class yesterday? Have you been? It was wonderful. If you didn't come to the class, take the DVD or whatever they produce on that, because it was really beautiful class. And she was talking about the memorial of angels. Remember that? Okay, there is another memorial of angels. Brahmins, after Murli, they leave the center like angels, flying away, you know. They fly away to their jobs, you know. They fly away at the maximum speed to their houses. And so they leave the Murli behind them, and they just remember the Murli 10 o'clock in the night. Does that happen to you sometimes? Yeah, okay. That's not a good memorial. The Murli needs to be digested. The Murli needs to be reflected upon. We need to think about the Murli. Sister Denise, she used to give many classes before. And I remember there was one point she liked very much, and she kept on repeating every season. And the point was that the Murli is like grass, you know? Like grass, like plant. And if you give grass to someone to eat, that person won't like you anymore. But the grass is the source of milk. And milk is something people like a lot. I'm talking about an old class. Nowadays people don't like milk anymore. But beforehand people used to like a lot. So we have to transform the Murli into something we can digest, we can eat properly, we can use in our lives. Oh, I read this Murli, but this Murli is for Indians, not for me. Or this Murli was not for me, it was for him. Or the Murli too basic. I'm 25 years in this knowledge. The Murli was too basic. I'm a soul. I know I'm a soul. So one part is during the Murli, you have to wake your consciousness. But later, after Murli, you have to take at least 1 minute. 1 minute. If you don't have time, and I know and I respect that, many people don't have time at all. At least take 1 minute, separate, make up that time. And remember one point, at least one point, and churn it. Otherwise, you have lots of grass in your stomach. And that's not healthy. That's not good for your health. So you have to transform that into something that you can really work, that you can really add to your sanskars, your new sanskars that you are creating for the future age. That thing you can use in your life and the day-to-day life. That's why we churn, because we have to transform that into something we can use. That requires effort. That requires work. It's not that you have to be intellectual. I know there's one sister in Colombia, she's very good in churning. She's so simple, so simple. You look at her, and she's so simple. But still, she has such a clear intellect in terms of knowledge. She can hear the Murli, and she can explain better than anybody. So it's not a question of intellectuality. It's not a question that you have lots of diplomas. I know one brother, he has PhD. And really, he doesn't churn the Murli. He takes the Murli and he keeps repeating the Murli. Baba said, Baba said, Baba said. That's good, okay. But Baba said, Baba said, Baba said, but your life is going to that side. So Murli is coming this side, your life going to that side. Doesn't work. One day you have to choose the Murli or my job, the Murli or my life. Murli, my life, my work, my school, my family. This is one thing only. We are Brahmins. We don't stop to be Brahmin after leaving the center. It's not that after leaving the center, you remove your badge, you put in your pocket, and you know, you put something in your head and go. No, it's not. You are Brahmin. We are Brahmins. That's our nature. We are the children of Baba, the lovely children of Baba, Dulari. And we are the royal children of Baba. So we have to learn to transform the Muli into something else. It's not only with the Muli. Huh? It's a general way of life today. People, they read the newspaper and they don't churn about that. You know, they just read. That's information only. So if the newspaper says today it will be raining, so they get, oh no, it will be rain. They get very sad. Next day, today it will be sunny. Oh, they get very happy. They don't churn, they don't think about. They watch television, and television is just hammering them with lots of information without time, without giving time to them to think, to reflect upon. Very few people in the world do that job. It's not only Brahmi, it's not only Muli. We have to do that with everything. But okay, the subject's Muli. And how to churn the Muli? Again, depends on the person, and depends on the personality, depends on the way you are, depends on your culture, depends on your way. We are all Brahmins, but everybody is different. But you have to transform that. For instance, what I like to do is just to take 1 point or 2 or 3 points and just work them, think deeply. What's a detached observer? What's a companion? What does that mean? What's remembrance? Baba's talking a lot about remembrance. What does that mean really? You know the word for remembrance is the same word for consciousness in Hindi, smrit. So what's the relationship between these two? In the Buddhist religion, they also talk about remembrance. What do they talk about that? What's the relationship? What happens when someone remembers something bad? They get sad. If I remember something good, I get happy. Why? Why is this mood fluctuating according to that remembrance? So I like to do that. That's my way of churning. You know, to ask myself, to talk to myself. I get into internet and I start to investigate a little bit, to research, not hours, but at least few minutes there researching, and at least going deeply and understanding that better. Other people, what they have to do is to take the points and group the points, categorize the points. You know, the Muli is a flow. And if you are aware of the Hindi culture, especially Brahma Baba's Hindi culture, you realize that it's a flow of thoughts. When I was very new in Gyan, I used to think the Muli was like jumping. Baba seemed like jumping from one subject to the other subject. But it's not true. When you know a little Hindi, you understand what's the process behind. When you don't know Hindi, yes, I'm sorry, you just get lost. But if you have a good teacher in your center who can at least explain something, it's very good. So they give the whole flow of the Muli. And not only this, the Muli of today is related to the Muli of yesterday, is related to the Muli of tomorrow too, because Baba was there and he was speaking about things, so there is some relationship. So that person can group points, you know, points of yoga, dharana, gyan. Baba was talking about service today a lot, so points of service there. What Baba said about service last week, so let me group those points. Let me transform those points in something else. Let me find something else in those points. Let me discover the secrets, the mysteries there. Other people, they are more visual. So mind map, or make paintings, drawings. Brahmins, we are a little artistic. Is it not? Every Brahmin has some art, you know? I'm still to find mine. No, I have some, you know. But most of the Brahmins, they like something different, something creative. So you can make things different in terms of the Muli. For instance, you can, in your bedroom, you can write the point, or you can draw a design, picture there, so that you can always remember that. And that's also churning. It's a creative way of churning. You know, you are making your sanskars work, because what's churning really? Churning is that any information, like this class, you know? So the class is about to finish. So what's going on inside all of us? You heard the class, so the class got things through your ears, or in the case of that brother, through his eyes. So the class got through into yourself, went into the sanskars. The intellect found some sanskars relate to that class. Your mind makes thoughts about the class. Very good class, boring, good, interesting. And the intellect makes decision on those points. So that's what's going on inside all of us during this process. So when you churn, what happens? You take those points, you take and you find some sanskars you have relating to those points. You allow those sanskars to come to your mind. And then you allow your intellect gives you an experience on that. And if the experience is very powerful, that experience, not the knowledge, will become part of the sanskars. For instance, Baba gave the point the sister told about being a detached observer. But that's a point. I'll get into my sanskars and I'll find sanskars of detachment, sanskars of observation. I bring them to my mind. For instance, in an image. So I can visualize a detached observer as someone who is just watching there. You know, when I was 12 years old, my grandmother, I told you I had nothing to relate to India, but I had one thing. My grandmother, she was illiterate. She didn't know how to read. But one Hare Krishna, he convinced her to buy a book. He was a very good salesman. To convince someone who cannot read a book to buy a book is a very good salesman. And so she bought the book because there were many drawings there. You know this, the Gita, the old Bhagavad Gita Hare Krishna's used to produce. So she gave to me because she knew I liked to study. And I kept reading the Gita. I read the Gita many times. I never understood one word, I tell you. Until I came to knowledge, never understood the Gita. And I remember a picture of a Brahmin priest just standing, and he was looking at elephant, he was looking at a sage, he was looking at a shudra, he was looking at a dog, and he was able to see everything as part of the drama. And that's the image for me of a detached observer. Then that comes into the intellect, and my intellect makes a decision. Today, I'll be a detached observer. And I experience that. I start to talk to everybody and I feel no one is different. Everyone is equal. I feel detached. I feel no attachment to anybody. Then that experience becomes a sanskar. And what Baba wants is not to fill us with mullis and points. What Baba wants us really is to fill us with new sanskars. That's what Baba really wants. In the Golden Age, no one will read Muli. Great, no? You don't have to come to Muli anymore in Golden Age. That's wonderful. I really like the idea, you know? Golden Age, Silver Age, no church. No church, nothing. Just experience. Why? Because now I created the sanskars. So if I understand that, everyone has to see when you create experience, when you create a new sanskars. So you have to churn according to that. Okay? Okay? Sister, last question.
Hello?
Yeah.
Brother, could you say a few words on what you consider as being a mostly well-read to a class?
Okay, 1 minute. Yeah. 2 minutes word. I tell you about my. I told you I had two wonderful teachers. I have been to many countries in the world. I have heard many mulis, many styles of mulis. I have heard mulis that I didn't understand one word. You know, I travel in India giving lectures, and sometimes I had to sit in class. I don't understand what the sister says. But I know when the muli is being read well. There is something there, you know. Even when they speak in Hindi, I realize when they are reading well. I feel the main point is to prepare yourself well. If I'm reading to the class, I have to read the muli before. I have to make a little research. It's not possible that I'm speaking something I don't know about. If I really don't know, and that happens to me sometimes, I tell the class, sorry, Bob is talking about that, I didn't find about it, I'm really sorry, you know. And I use many resources. Once Bob was talking about a street, I don't remember the name of the street. Then I called Shiloben here, and she said, that's the street of Om Shanti Bhavan. I said, okay, now I understand. That's the street. So you can have a whole picture of the muli. Second, I think the muli, when I'm reading, I have to respect the people to whom I'm reading. I have to look at them in the eyes. I have to see if they are always sleeping. So that means I have to work my tone of voice a little bit. The problem is, when you read the muli, you have to be so conscious, and so you cannot think much about that. So a good trick is to ask someone, tell me, how was it? Because when you read the muli, you have to read clean. I mean, you cannot think about that. You just read. You know, Baba is there. You can give a class before or after, but that's Baba. But after the muli, I can go to someone I trust. Sit down there. Tell me, how was it? What did you find? Oh, people are always sleepy. Why? Because you were speaking like this, you know. So you were speaking so loud. No one was hearing. Then, that means you have to work that out. Work that out probably will mean that you have to read to the walls. Did you hear Dadi Jenk's experience on teaching the walls? Have you heard sometimes? Dadi always said that at the beginning she was very bad in giving lectures. She didn't know how to give lectures. She didn't know how to speak properly. So she used to train with the walls. And she said after training, the walls became brighter. After teaching the walls. So sometimes we have to be very humble. For instance, I have problems with the language. I have to be humble. If I'm in a class, I ask the person, does this mean that? What's the translation for this? Beforehand, I can make a research. So we have to be very humble and work that out ourselves. Okay, is it enough? Okay, Om Shanti. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed. Okay. Good muli tomorrow.